As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. New question here, Ike. What do you think the Phils do this week against the Mets? Phils sweep? Phils 2 or 3, Mets 2 or 3, or Mets sweep? What do you think the number one answer is there?
Well, the number one answer probably is Phils win the series.
Which would be Phils 2 of 3?
2 of 3.
That is the second biggest answer. I'm telling you, people are
so
negative.
Then it's got to be the Mets 2 or 3.
Mets 2 or 3. Mets 2 or 3 at 43.5%. Phils 2 or 3 at 39.6%.
Okay, it's not too bad.
And then Mets sweep at 9% and Phils sweep at 7%.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Phils sweep, people would be going nuts. We sweep the Mets.
Yeah. Especially, now it wouldn't surprise me if Sanchez or Wheeler won. But that means Nola has to pitch well tonight.
And you know he's giving up 2 bombs, as long as they're solo bombs.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, Alonso's going to hit one 500 feet tonight.
Or Vientos.
Oh, Vientos could hit one.
It could be a Vientos
spot. Was that Nola that pitched when we went up? That was Monday, right? Did Nola pitch the Monday we went up?
Yeah.
The first game.
Yes.
The first
game.
Nola pitched.
He did. Yeah.
A back break. Because I was in there. I was pumped for that game.
Yep.
Oh, you were Nola's up, man.
Yeah.
That's when I had the city convinced they were always going to lose game 3.
Yep.
And then it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then game 4, they were fine. Nola, though, career at Citi Field, 3.28 ERA. Pitches well there.
I think that's why it was one of the things we told ourselves about why they had the – because we had Sanchez pitch game 2 because he pitched better at home and Nola pitched better at Citi Field. 215-592-9494. Justin, Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Jack. How you guys doing?
What's up, Justin?
What up, Justin?
Oh, man. I was going to say, been waiting for a little bit, but, you know, listening to you guys is always a thrill.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Justin.
But anyways, I wanted to call in and tell you guys just a quick little story. I got to take my 10-year-old son to the Phillies game on Saturday. And I live, you know, down here in Dover, so I don't typically get up for that many games. And it was, I don't know if you guys remember seeing it, but Schwarber hit a foul ball. And that thing, it was like 110 miles off the bat velocity. And you rarely see a foul ball make it up to the third level like where we were. We were in 307. And it was just hilarious because the ball's coming, and I'm like, there's no way it's going to make it to us. It's going to hit, you know, in the second level. And the ball ends up going, like, right to the left of us. We're in row 4. It hits a guy, and it bangs this guy's arm out, like, just smashes his arm and rolls right into his buddy's lap, and his buddy's holding the beer. So he jumps up in the air and he's got the ball in the in one hand and the beer in the other hand, and we're all cheering. And I just thought it was pretty funny. And then
that story needed a better punchline, Justin. I'm just gonna be honest with you, You probably feel it as it was happening. I'm sure in the time it was really funny to watch.
It was hilarious.
Yes, yeah. I bet.
And you know, so we end up, you know, we end up leaving at the end of the seventh, and by the time I
bro, what are we doing? Your whole night at the game? Are we getting somewhere here?
Dude, we get on 95 and it's 11-10, and I'm like, there's no way that this is happening.
Right.
But it's all good. It was an experience, you know, with my son, and you know, he had a great time, and I had a great time, and you know,
and we won.
That's what it's all about.
And we won.
Wins a win. Yeah,
wins a win.
You feeling better about the series? Better about the Phils after the series, or worse?
No, I feel better. Honestly, as crazy as it sounds, like I think they're going to have one of those kind of games every once in a while, and it's just so early. You know, I'm not too concerned about it. I mean, that's typical Phils to me. Like, you've been watching the Phillies for years. I mean, you know that they have those kind of games. And, I mean, they get the win, and it's, you know, if they lose the game, then, you know, it's a whole different ball game. But, you know, I think we're in a good spot. I mean, the bullpen obviously has to get better, but I'm hoping that can be fixed, you know, at some point here. So,
Justin, for next question today, why don't you give us something that you miss from being a kid?
The thing I was thinking about when I was listening to you guys is I miss going out in the summer with Super Soakers and blasting each other. Me and my friends blasting each other with Super Soakers. That's like what.
Ooh, boy.
That water gun fight. Oh, stop it, Jack. Thank you, Justin. Water gun fights. Yeah.
The water gun fights, they're still hot in the streets, too.
Are they?
I was over at my Jill's cousin's house for Easter, and they have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old boy running around just shooting kids with water guns. They're still there.
Wasn't that hot to be shooting water yesterday?
It was hot enough. Also, these Nerf guns have gotten out of control. I mean, they have a machine. It's a machine gun.
Yeah.
What are they shooting?
They're so much better.
They're so much better.
Wait, yeah. Battery operated. They're the battery operated water guns.
Oh, that's cheating.
Yeah.
You need a strong finger with the water gun.
Make it more
gun.
Fun though, man.
Yeah.
Well, Spike, we grew up with a little water pistol.
Yeah. Little one you get.
You had to go keep reloading.
Yeah, it was like a quarter. You could see all the water in it.
Yes.
And Super Soaker was our era.
Yes.
That was when they got big. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had the crappy ones.
So, well, I'm sure you didn't.
What? No. Actually, it's amazing. We actually had.
He definitely had the Super Soaker.
Believe it or not, we had both Smith and Wesson come and design my water gun.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was gold plated. It had a diamond on the trigger. And actually, I have this. I know you won't believe this. I had a butler named Jeeves that actually shot the gun for me, and I would just tell him where to shoot it.
Yeah, you didn't even get the joy of doing it yourself.
Yep. And Ike was shooting. His water guns had sand in them. They were shooting sand at each other. There wasn't enough water.
Oh, man, I love the way you handle this.
Gotta lean right into it, man. What am I going to do? There's too much truth to it.
Oh, man, the shooting sand got me. That got me.
You know, you got to...
Because there wasn't enough water.
Yep. We will review my YouTube big board from last year in a moment. You know, you don't need to be the rich kid to go to Colonial Hyundai. You know, you go to Colonial Hyundai, they're going to hook you up. They have such great deals this month until April 30th. Now is you got to get in there because they got this special selection of brand new Hyundais that Hyundai sent them down, and they have the very best deal they're going to get on any of these, whether it's a new Palisade, hard to find car sometimes, actually, the Ioniq 5, the Ioniq 6, maybe a Tucson, John Ashdale, the Karzar, the team at Colonial, they're waiting there in the grand reopening. Their beautiful new dealership. They're not going to screw around with you. There's never any games. There's never any hassle. They're just getting you from point A to point B. That is, want the new Hyundai? Get the new Hyundai with locked-in savings, but it's first come, first serve. So time is of the essence. And they're going to hook you up, whatever your issue is, whether it's cost, whatever, financing, as low as 0%. 0%. Every new Hyundai at Colonial comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance. Every new Hyundai at Colonial comes with America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, last year was the debut of the YouTube big board for me.
Sam Hinkie could run the draft for the Eagles, and they would be fine.
It's Spike.
Maybe even better off.
Versus the Scouts.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
The Spike-esque YouTube big board.
I've watched a lot of YouTube.
Yes. And the YouTube big board was famous in the Rice Ricky Sanchez era when we would do the draft. And then I don't watch college sports, so I would just dial into YouTube right before the draft. And we did it for football last year. So, Ike, what I want to do is go through my top three picks in the positions we did and see how I did.
All right.
Okay? So top three quarterbacks. Mine were Spencer Rattler, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix Jr. So Bo Nix win.
Yep. Sure.
And I had him higher than most of the scouts had him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Penix, I think you could say it's a win. He ended up starting.
Yeah, I love
you know,
Penix last
And I think
year,
Penix
yes.
looked good.
Yeah, Penix looked all right.
And Penix. And Spencer Rattler.
Stinks.
No, he stinks.
I still believe
stinks.
That. I still believe that
stinks.
That New Orleans team sucked. It's fair to say he stunk last year, but he did. He ended up starting. He didn't play great.
Yeah.
I still believe in the skill set, though. So I think it's fair to say 2 or 3 on YouTube Big Board.
Not bad. Not bad.
So offensive.
And you didn't go chalk. Them weren't like obvious names. Oh, Penix was pretty good, but.
Yes.
You got me saying Penix. Yeah.
But the Bo Nix.
Bo Nix was, I was a little bit more of a second round Bo Nix guy. I was.
So offensive lineman is where my scouting, I think, I picked a guy out of nowhere.
Okay.
That Ross Tucker actually laughed at.
Yep.
I had Amarius Mims, Roger Rosengarten, and J.C. Latham. So Mims ended up, you know, he started for the Bengals. He was all right. It wasn't a good offensive line. Roger Rosengarten ended up being the starting right tackle on the Ravens, made the Pro Football Writers All Rookie team.
Oh, there you go.
And Ross Tucker laughed at me last year. I don't even think he when I brought up Rosengarten, he was legitimately laughing.
He dismissed it. So that's why we're bringing on Ross tomorrow.
You wouldn't buy into a name like Roger Rosengarten.
I mean, it just sounds like an offensive lineman. No, come on. That's an offensive lineman name.
Yeah. It is. It also sounds like somebody's not very good.
Well, yeah, it's more of a 90s offensive lineman.
Right.
I agree.
Yep.
But yeah, Ross has to atone for his sins tomorrow.
Absolutely. I nailed that one. So cornerback was hit or miss. So I had my top three was Nate Wiggins, DJ James, and Quinyon Mitchell. So.
What? Okay.
So Nate Wiggins, now it was before the Eagles picked Mitchell,
yeah.
but I had him third.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So Nate Wiggins played well for the Ravens.
Yeah, he's a starter.
Yep.
Yep.
DJ James didn't even play.
I don't even remember him playing at all last year.
So he got drafted by the Seahawks, and they cut him, and he ended up on the Patriots.
That's a big swing.
First round pick?
Oh, sixth round.
Oh, he was a sixth rounder.
He was your number two cornerback?
He was my number two cornerback. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
not even close.
Not great.
You can't hit them all.
No. So wide receivers, my top three: Roma Dunze, Ladd McConkey, Marvin Harrison Jr. Ladd McConkey was a hit.
Yes.
Was a hit at number two.
Well, I'm looking at these three. There's no reaches with those three players.
Ladd McConkey was a little bit of a reach.
No, he was talking about last year. What are you talking about?
I don't know. He was second round pick. Ladd McConkey.
That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, but he was my second guy. He ended up, he had 1,000 yards last year.
I see what you're saying. I'm saying is that he didn't come out of nowhere is all I'm saying.
For sure.
Yes.
Now, when I'm looking at him, for what it's worth,
except
for the big names, I have no idea who any of these guys are.
I agree. You don't watch college football. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
So those were my three there. So this year we'll do offensive line.
Always.
We'll do, because we have Ross tomorrow. I'll do quarterback. And either cornerback or edge, what would you rather me do?
Well, what do the Eagles need more?
It's
edge.
Both. I would say
they
edge.
They need both.
And I didn't get to do edge last year.
You want to get your eyes on him?
Yeah, and I might not be good at cornerback because I picked a guy that didn't even play last year.
Yeah, it's a tough scene.
Yeah,
it's a tough scene. So I guess we'll go edge this year.
All right.
I think
you go on O-line, edge, and quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think
is D-tackle in there with you or are you just doing straight edge?
I could do defensive line.
Well, I'm just asking. I don't know.
Maybe I just
is
do defensive
doing
line.
Yeah, because they could go either way.
I'll just do D-line.
Yeah, I'll do D-line.
So I think this year was a success. I think getting Bo Nix in there, Rosengarten in there.
And I think it was a success.
I'm taking Ladd McConkey
Listen,
as a success.
I would have laughed at you
with
a lot of that stuff if it had not worked out. So at least I am open to the idea of you.
Thank you.
Your big board of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, now I will
Who
say.
Who do you trust more, me or Elliot?
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bo Nix, I mean, he's 30, so of course he's going to be.
He's 25.
He's old.
He's 25. Look,
he's basically.
Not today's game.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. You play 15 years.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on Bo Nix.
No, these college players coming out at 23, 24 years old every year now.
Let me tell you something about Bo Nix. The guy's a winner, and he showed that last year. Winner.
I agree.
Winner.
Where's the guy who left Georgia and went to Miami? Beck?
Carson Beck.
Yeah, how old is he?
Oh, he's got to be almost AARP.
Yeah, he's gonna be owner.
Well, there's a lot of older guys now because of COVID.
Yeah,
now, right.
Is well, and NIL.
And the NIL stuff. Yeah.
Carson Beck stinks. He's getting $4 million from Miami. Yeah, he should just stay forever. He should use Elliott's role.
That's what I was going to say. That's what Elliott was.
You know what I think they should do about college? Because I was thinking of this. I never thought when NIL got approved, I thought what it would be is, oh, these guys can do commercials and can sign autographs and make money that way. I didn't think they'd basically be getting paid salaries by the teams.
Right.
Whatever, it's fine. I'm not hating on them. Like, I'm just trying to think about the sport. The bad combo is the NIL plus the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what I think is ruining things. So it's almost like if you want them to get the money, then if they're basically signing contracts, they should have to stay on the team for 3 years or something. I just think for basketball and football, to save like the game, I just feel like eventually the teams are going to get worse because the best players aren't going to stay on those teams for very long. It's almost like the combination of NIL with the transfer portal has made it pretty difficult.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I just like watching college athletics. You know, I went to state. I can't keep up with these guys on the football team, so I don't even have the same level of love and commitment to my own school because guys are changing every year.
Yeah, like
I can't. I just root for the school.
I feel like I'm sounding like a hater or something in saying that I want them to get their money. I do, but eventually, if the sport doesn't stay good, if the quality doesn't stay good, the money's not going to be there, and because the ratings will go down. I think that they just need to do something.
Well, the quality's not going to get bad because the athlete is the athlete.
Well, but if they're moving every year, I don't think the teams are going to be as good.
Well, that's different.
Yeah,
that's different.
I think the quality of the games won't be as good because the players won't be on the teams as long.
Here's why I like it. Here's why I like it.
Okay.
Because the stinking SEC no longer dominates.
They've been paying
players illegally for years down there. That's how they get all those recruits down there, allegedly. I'm just saying, now we're on more of an even playing field. Now you're going to have two. Believe me, Spike, this thing is going to the Big Ten and the SEC eventually, where it's like the AFC, NFC. This is going to be two major conferences with about 20 teams in each conference.
And everybody else will be playing for scratch.
Yep, that's eventually what it's going to go to.
215-592-9494.
The Junior League. They need a collective bargaining. They need a union. That's what they need.
But then that way, Matt Mike, we'll get to you in a second. That way, the schools could at least say, okay, we're going to guarantee you $4 million. That's cool, but
you'll be here.
You can't leave. Yep. You got to be here for 3 years or something like that.
Yep.
Matt Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are we doing today, guys?
What's up, Mad Mike?
Long time no hear.
Yep. You know what I like? I love how Spike and Jack are, you know, taking my side on how Jalen Hurts is kind of a fraud. And just
taking your side.
Boys around him. What's that?
Well, that's not your side.
No, that's totally my side. He's a fraud.
Oh, yeah, like,
But you didn't come up with it. You say everybody's a fraud.
Like, that's true.
Like, 20th best quarterback in the league.
Well, that
but now he's got everything around him, and he still has a stilted offense and can't pass for anything. And then we're just, oh yeah, he's a top five quarterback.
Well, he is a top five quarterback.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he is.
He is. Well, here's the thing that Elliott was right about. I didn't choose.
Elliott's a moron.
Well, he is a moron. But he's a lovable moron. He's lovable. But here's why I think he does have a point. I think with Jalen and the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and they didn't have to rely heavily on his arm. See, that's the problem. When you're looking for the golden arm, when you're looking for the Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allen, or the Joe Burrow, and it's 32 teams, I'm sorry, but about 27 of those teams are going to be bleep out of luck because there aren't a bunch of Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrows and Josh Allen's running around. So instead of teams killing themselves trying to find those guys or investing in someone they're trying to make into that guy, the Eagles have at least shown you there's another way to go out and win and be a dominant football team without having a quarterback dominate through the air. So the idea that you can win with a guy who can hurt you with his legs and make timely throws, I do believe that has become a little bit more appealing to the NFL because there are more quarterbacks that are closer to Jalen Hurts than there are to Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. Believe me when I tell you that. There are more quarterbacks like that coming out of college than there are the other way around. And now teams will say to themselves, you know what? If we build a good running game and a good defense, this guy makes enough throws – He's a smart football player. That's where the Jalen Milroe thing is coming in at. He's a smart enough player. We can win with him. And that's where I do agree with Elliot, that there it is. It's a copycat league. And teams will start to feel maybe we can build our teams this way with a strong running game and defense and a quarterback that makes smart plays. And you'll get to a Super Bowl. And he is a top five quarterback.
Saying Ike is, you know, they hide Jalen Hurts because he can't play the position and he's just a running quarterback. That's it.
Well, that's a way to look at it if you want to look at it that way. I just don't choose to look at it that way.
Explored the idea of trading Jalen Hurts so that we can get a cheaper quarterback so we can get out from this cap hell that Howie put us in, because that's the best way to do it. Get a cheap quarterback and then you don't
Howie,
have to.
You mean the best GM in football, right?
The Hall of Fame GM, Mike.
The best GM in football, right?
Mad Mike is back.
Yeah, best GM in football, right? When you talk about Howie.
Football,
oh,
it is.
Wow.
Mad Mike's Super Bowl hangover is over. He's back.
No, I'm back. I'm here to hate on everybody. Baseball's stupid.
All right. Yep. Mad Mike, what do you miss from being a kid?
Nothing. All right, I like being a kid.
Can you imagine this guy's a kid?
Yeah. Nothing, he says. All right. 215-592-9494.
I hated recess.
Yeah, hated it. Hated lunch.
I hated toys.
Yep.
Wanted more homework.
Yep.
Santa Claus is a fraud.
Yep. Wanted more homework.
That might be.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. He's kidding, kids. Santa Claus is not a fraud. Big Phil's 215-592-9494. Do you feel better or worse about the Phil's after this weekend? Joining us next is a friend from the other side. So Sal Licata does middays at WFAN. He's a
friend from the other side. Yeah. His enemy's your friend.
Well, Sal's my friend.
He sucks.
Yeah, I love Sal. But Sal's a big Mets guy.
Yeah.
And we will get a look into how they're feeling about the Mets over there in New York next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.